going to talk about four misconceptions or stereotypes about students with autism that would be helpful for educators to keep in mind. The first, and I've heard this from lots of different educators, is that autistic students don't want friends, or autistic students don't want to be social or participate in social activities at school. And from our research across the last 20 years, we can very clearly attest that that is not the case, that autistic students do want friends. They do want to be part of the social connections in a school community. They may have trouble navigating those relationships or reading cues, but students do want to be fully engaged in the community. Another misconception is that our students who are not communicating verbally aren't understanding. They have more significant challenges around cognition, and that is not always the case. Another stereotype or misconception that I hear from teachers is that all autistic students have the same skills, like they're all good at math, or they all love STEM, or we might hear they all have the same interests, like I hear a lot about animation. And certainly, they may have skills in math and they may love animation. But your autistic students have the wide range of interests and skills that all of your other students have. They may love dance, or they may love poetry, they may love cooking, they may love literature or creative writing. Our work as educators is to not make assumptions about areas of skill or deficit and not make assumptions about what students might be interested in, but really work to get to know the individual students so we can tailor our instruction around their strengths, their needs, and their interests. And the last misperception that I want to talk about is related to behavior. Often a teacher, an educator, a professional might feel like behavior that would be determined interfering or challenging might be personally directed to you or might be really willful. If a student is resisting something, you might feel like that student doesn't like me, that student is just being difficult. The work of our educators is to think maybe that behavior is not about you. It might be in response to the environment. It might not be a willful disrespect, but a student who's not able to communicate in other ways what their needs are, what challenges they're experiencing. Working on thinking about how we attribute behavior. It's not always about that student. It's not always about their internal student factors, but really thinking about how is that behavior giving a communicative message? How does it mean I might need to make some changes in my teaching or my environment?